Well, it's hard to believe that we've actually come to the end of a full week here at Grove City. We like to say to the parents that we really appreciate how much you have faith in those of us that work with your children, the young people. We don't take it lightly. There's a lot of prayer that goes into preparing for the Eastern Bible Conference Young People's Bible Study, the evening activities. We spent a lot of time in the dorms with the young sisters and the young men, just seeking to encourage them in the things of the Lord. You know, some of us were remarking just a short while ago that it seemed just yesterday that there was someone telling us the curfew is at 11:30. A short while ago, someone was telling us that we ought to participate and help more in the Bible studies. And so we have been encouraging young brothers and young sisters to consider how quickly time moves. Now, our study this week has been about a man named Samuel, and I'm only going to be about 5 minutes here, or six. I promise. And the reason why I say that is that we have spent all week with the young people, and I'm not going to sit up here and try to reiterate what we've told them. They have been presented with a lot of great principles, a lot of great practical examples in the life of Samuel. But I'd like to just read two verses. The first verse is found in 1 Samuel chapter 16, in verse 7, it's very familiar to most of us. And I'm taking the middle clause of the verse. It says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Now, I think one of the greatest challenges for whether you are young or old, after we have been sitting around the Lord Jesus and having had the Word of God opened and warming our hearts, is this matter of reality. You see, when we are here at the conference or other places where the Word of God is opened and we sit and we hear what God has to say, it is very easy to be on this very high plane. It is very easy to do the right things here when our parents are around us and others who are older, and we give the very appearance that we are in line with things. And one of the things that we try to emphasize to the young people, that Samuel is a wonderful example, because from the moment or prior to his birth, he had a mother who was a godly woman. And Hannah had to go through her own personal spiritual exercises to shift her eyes off of that which was natural, to begin to see things from God's perspective. And God blessed her with this son, and she wanted a man child that he would be of a help to God in a day of great declension. So here comes Samuel as a boy, and he was a natural boy. He was one who needed to be weaned from his mother. He was given to Eli. And I tell you, you know, it always causes us to scratch our heads how a mother who had such godly exercise could look at the weakness of an old man who was in failure and say, you know, I'm going to give you my son to raise. I'm going to give you my son to train. And one of the things that we shared with the young people is that Eli, in spite of all of his weaknesses and failure, he was the man that God had put in responsibility. So we saw that Samuel bowed under the authority of Eli. And as a boy, while Eli's sons were misbehaving, we find Samuel near the ark of God. And we find on a specific night that God reaches out to the boy Samuel. And he calls him. And he tells Samuel what he wants to do. And then, you know, there's a period by which we don't see Samuel on the scene. Samuel is being prepared spiritually for the moment that God is going to come in and remove the failure, remove Eli and his sons. And because Samuel was in a state of being prepared and following and listening, When God moved and he called Samuel to the forefront, Samuel was prepared. I think this verse here is a very important verse because Samuel wasn't just playing Christian. Samuel was in the temple and Samuel was learning. And there's a key verse that says, "And the Lord was with Samuel." And this is what we want to emphasize to you young people, that the Lord will be with you just as he was with Samuel, if you are real, if there is reality in your life. You see, there's no such thing as perfection as young people. We will make mistakes. We've heard it in some of the songs tonight. We heard it in a poem, the two poems tonight. There will be mistakes. But you know, God wants us to be real. He doesn't want us to simply focus on how we dress and how we dress up the flesh and how we dress up our hair and our nails and, young men, how we buff our bodies and all of those wonderful things. He wants us to realize that God sees not the way man sees. God is going to see all through all of those wonderful shiny clothes and all the wonderful jewelry that sisters wear and other things. And he's going to go beyond the outward appearance. He's going to look at the heart. And the Lord has promised, young people, that if our hearts are right, that he will be with you. Now, I want to tell you that there was a verse that was especially touching to me about Samuel and the type of man he grew up to be. Samuel had a job. God gave him his prophet. And it said there are two things that we notice of Samuel. Samuel was a man of prayer, that wherever there were difficulties, Samuel went before the Lord. I think he got that from his mother, right? Because before he was born, when there was a problem, Hannah was found praying in the temple. And she prayed earnestly, and she gave thanks too when the Lord gave a man-child to her. And so Samuel was a man of prayer. Samuel was a man of faithfulness. In spite of what everyone else was doing, Samuel remained faithful to the Lord. I think this is one of the challenges to young people today, and perhaps those of us that are older, that in spite of what else is going on, in spite of what we perceive to be failure and weakness on our parts, Samuel was undeterred, unmoved from what God had given him. And so he was a man of prayer, and he was a man of faith. But this verse in chapter 7 and verse 17 says this, that after God had come in and subdued the Philistines, our enemies, and he brought peace amongst the Amorites, Samuel was a busy man. He went to Bethel, he went to Gilgal, he went to Mizpah, and he went on the circuit and he ministered amongst the people of God. And it says here, in his return, and after he did these things, his return was to Ramah. For there was his house, and there he built an altar unto the Lord. You know what this verse says to me? At the conclusion of the conference tomorrow, after breakfast and after 9 o'clock, we've got to be off the grounds. We have to be like Samuel. Ramah was the place of his birth. And Samuel, as a man, lived in Ramah. He had to go home. It says, for there was his house. Young people, we cannot live at Grove City all year. We cannot live in this wonderful state where the saints are together and, you know, we walk the campus and we see each other and it's good morning and good night and, what a wonderful ministry that was and a good gospel. No, we've got to go home to Ramah. But you know, whether you're from Windsor or whether you're from Washington or Brooklyn or whatever country you're from, Ramah here means high place. And Samuel, that's where he lived. That's where his parents were. That's where Elkanah and Hannah were, in Ramah, a very high place. And when you go home, we want you to take the blessings, the energy, the excitement of Eastern Bible Conference to your home. And we want you to take the spirit that you have had here in the Word of God from being around the Lord and take it home and make your house, your home, Ramah, a very high place where you continue to enjoy the things of the Lord. You see, your house and my house is where reality meets the things of Christ. Because when you go home, your friend from school is waiting for you. When you go home, your iPods and iPads and internet access is waiting for you. Very few of you could get on the internet here unless you had a BlackBerry. Very few of you were seen plugging into your iPods and iPads. But you see, when we go home, the lesson or the truth is going to be the reality is, are we in Ramah or have we returned to our house? And then it says that Samuel, he built an altar unto the Lord. And we mentioned two things about the altar to the young people. That one, it speaks of testimony. It speaks of the things of which we say we are. The character of Christ. What is the testimony that we have before our neighbors and those in our community? The saints in which we live, our friends. And the second point we made is that the altar speaks of communion with the Lord. There were several men that built altars, Abraham and Gideon and Jacob and others, altars before the Lord. So I'd like to say this to the parents. Help your children. Encourage them. Bring them with you to the meeting. As you travel home, speak of the things of the Lord. And I've said this before, and I think it bears repeating, that God has given us these precious darlings, these little children. They are very precious. And I think that we have to realize we cannot shift the responsibility that God has given to us, to others, to simply raise our children. Or to make the difficult decisions for them. Or tell them the difficult things, you know, like, no, you can't do that, young man. Or yes, you need to come and you need to go here. When we go home with our children, as parents, to be faithful to the Lord, we have to say to our children, here is the path, walk ye in it. So we have enjoyed having your children with us. We pray, young people, that the example of Samuel may stay with you and that it might have increased your knowledge a little bit more than just a boy who grew in a temple and got a little coat year after year, but that you might see that you too can be one of faith, one of prayer, one who has a house that's on a high place, one who has a good testimony, one who is in communion with God. Because the reality of things is that God looks beyond the outward appearance. God wants reality in your life and my life. And when he has it, he meets us there at that place where his presence is, and we are in communion with him. So may the Lord add a blessing to these just few remarks. And young people, we love you, and we want you to be successful, not just in the world, getting degrees and having a good job. We want you to have spiritual success. As Joshua says, if you read the word of God, if you meditate upon these things, he says, therein thou shalt be prosperous. And God, the God of all creation, he shall cause you to have good success. So the Lord bless us for his name's sake. Amen.